Keweenaw's Classic Hit Station, 97.7 The Wolf. Welcome, Angela Luskin, back into the studio from UP Health System Portage. Good morning, Angela.
Good morning, Todd.
You have a couple of things coming up you wanted to share information about.
Yeah, we do. So April's a busy month for us, and we have a couple big events happening. Our first one is this coming Saturday, April 11th. It's our Day for Women event at the Hancock High School, and we still have registration slots available. We do ask that people pre-register. It's a great day. For $30, we feed you breakfast and lunch. There's a full gamut of health screenings, including a full lipid profile. So we're looking at cholesterol, HDL, LDL, triglycerides, and blood glucose. And then we have a really nice lineup of speakers this year talking about a wide variety of topics. So a lot of fun things planned for this Saturday.
Yeah, this typically does fill up in advance, though, doesn't it?
It does. Yes, it does. And like I said, pre-registration is required. We don't take any registration past Thursday evening, so just a few more days to register. You can do that by going to our website, portagehealth.org/dayforwomen. And if you just scroll down on that page, you'll see an Eventbrite link to register. Or you can give me a call at 483-1153 and I can help you through.
It costs how much?
$30. So
you get see breakfast and lunch and programs and medical tests.
Yeah.
That would, if I were to add all those up separately, it would come out to what? At least $34, right?
Right. The health screenings alone for that full lipid panel are over $300. So we like to do this event for everyone in the Copper Country, but it's really nice for those that don't have insurance or have those high deductible plans so that, you're able to get those important health screenings that we should get on an annual basis for $30.
And this is where?
It is at the Hancock High School this Saturday.
I want to make sure that the people understand that because it's not at Portage Health. It started at Portage Health and it got too big.
You're exactly right. Yeah, we've been doing this event for about 7 years, and after about three or four, it got a little bit too big. So the Hancock High School works great for us. They have a beautiful cafeteria, the auditorium, and then in the gymnasium, we also have all of our vendors set up too. So this is a nice little piece for women to kind of get a chance to pamper themselves as well.
What kind of things can they see?
They will get to see, for instance, 31, like the gift bags. What do we have? Pampered Chef is there. There's local people that make homemade soaps and candles, Dove chocolates. There's a lot.
Also, it's nifty stuff.
It is.
It's not like boring health stuff, excuse me.
No, this is how we pamper ourselves. This is the pamper part of the Day for Women event. So
okay, because there's nothing wrong with a little pampering.
There is nothing wrong. And there's going to be, I think, about 25 vendors that I have registered right now, too. So that'll be a nice little piece.
Do you still have room for vendors?
We do still have room for vendors. And again, you can give me a call at 483-1153 and we can get you registered.
Yes, if you know how to pamper women.
Yes,
we want
give me
you,
a call.
We want you on Saturday. So that's coming up. And we do have details about that up on our QNRReport.com community calendar. Or check, even though the name has changed to UP Health System Portage, the website is still up under Portage Health, and that'll be changing at some point in the future, I think. But go to Portage Health on the website, and you can find out more about that. And then, because it's eventually going to get warm and the sun is going to come out, and we're going to have at least a week of spring, the Sisu Shuffle is coming.
It is Saturday, April 25th. And this year, we're hoping that the trail will not have snow on it, so we'll be able to walk our normal route. Last year, we had quite a bit of snow, so we...
we had snow until May, so...
Right, we had to redirect. But anyway, regardless, this event takes place on Saturday, April 25th. We do meet at Portage, or UP Health System Portage, in Hancock at the main campus. It starts at 11 o'clock. It's a free event, a really fun 5K. You can go out there, you can walk it, run it, shuffle it, jog it, however you want to get from the start to the finish.
Yeah, it's not timed.
It is not timed. It's non-competitive. Really family friendly. We have a ton of kids that participate in this event. People bring strollers, so it's stroller friendly as well. Dogs on leashes are more than welcome. And then the fun thing about this too, everyone looks forward to, we always have 6 bikes that we raffle off. And this year they're coming from Downwind Sports, so there'll be some nice mountain bikes to give away.
That is the 25th of April.
It is.
Do you need to sign up in advance?
You don't need to sign up in advance, but if you want to, we do have online registration at sisushuffle.com. 2015.eventbrite.com.
All right. We'll get a link to that posted on our community calendar as well for folks to follow. And it's just a lot of fun to do that.
It is. It's a, you know, a fun morning. We get out and get a little activity in and then go home and enjoy the rest of the day.
Okay. Okay, so gosh, all sorts of things coming up at UP Health System Portage. And again, if you want details, go to the Portage Health website or go to our community calendar page at thewolf.com and get involved. And the Day for Women this Saturday and the Sisu Shuffle coming up on the 25th.
You got it. Thanks.
Thank you, Angela.
Have a good day, Todd.
Angela Luskin from UP Health System Portage here at Keweenaw's Classic Hits 97.7 The Wolf.